The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul. By the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? The kingdom is divided against itself. That kingdom cannot stand. A house is divided against itself. That house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and blasphemies people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends, when somebody has hurt us or angered us, it's very normal for us to want to strike back, is it not? It's part of our human instinct. It's part of who we are. But this gospel teaches us a far better way. We cannot overcome evil in the world by doing evil ourselves. The only way that evil could be conquered is through good. And the only way that we can know what is good is by following Jesus. So, my dear friends, this is something that we have to remind ourselves time and time again throughout the day. Because let's be honest, people get on our nerves, don't they? And we get impatient. And sometimes we say things or we think things. But we're reminded that Jesus conquered evil through good. And we're called to do the same today. So let's be reminded of that. When we have the temptation to engage in gossip or maybe not say nice things, or maybe we see somebody in the news that gets us riled up, and instead of getting so riled up, let's pray for that person. So remember, Jesus is telling us, do good things, and if you do good things, that is far stronger than doing evil. So my dear friends, let us pray for patience this morning, that we will listen to this gospel and do good works, and that people may know us as a disciple because of the good that we do. Amen.